This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And I wanted to remind all of you that today we're going to be out and about. Yes, we are. We're going to be down in Elon Musk territory. We're going to be in Fremont, California. And we're going to be out there supporting Elon Musk and Tesla and all the workers out there that have a job, and are putting their hands to work, their minds to work, their thinking together. I mean, which is really one of the quintessential things to do, isn't it? To be able to do that. So we're going to be out there. We're going to be out and proud in, for New California supporting the idea, get back to work. I mean, if Elon Musk can do this, and he can put all these people back to work. I know there's restrictions and stuff. Don't listen, that's not the point. The point is we have to support these people in the face of tyranny. Elon Musk knows tyranny. He's from South Africa. Hello, do people not get this? Apparently not. But anyway, I'm singing to the choir. I know all you guys that are with me all the time, you understand what's going on here with you, Agenda 21 and all this other good stuff. It's a communist Nazi takeover, basically. Not even basically. Fundamentally, it is. That's exactly what it is. Anyway, so we're here to stop it. We're absolutely here to stop it. So anyway, welcome aboard, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, we've got crazy things going on. Crazy things. And again, I want to caution everybody. I know that it looks like Garcia is winning in the 25th district. But hello, this is going to be deja vu because we still have ballot harvesting out here. In California. Oh, you know, it's legal to cheat. They made it. See, this is the wonderful thing about the totalitarians is they make it legal to cheat and steal. Right? Now, you and I'd go to jail in a heartbeat for some of the stuff's going on. But out here in California, oh, no, that's okay. Just wink, wink, nod, nod. Are you on my team or not? This is what cult-like behavior gets you out here in California. And, of course, it's now come to the rest of the nation. This is why we have to put a stop to this. This is why we've got Donald J. Trump who's going, right? Anyway, Christy Smith. I am deeply honored to receive the endorsement of President Obama. In these trying times, our district and nation need us to show real leadership. Right, there you go. President Barack Obama endorses Christy Smith. That's what's going on. Oh, here we go. This is a voter's drop-off ballots in a special election in California. This is a picture that they have there. That's the ballot harvesting in action. I don't listen. It's so blatant and flagrant, guys. Oh, I didn't check this out. This is one of the stories that came out. It says, what is ballot harvesting? It says, supporters of Mike Garcia are already calling tonight a landslide and saying that he represents the first domino in the line of Republicans wins this year, reported the New York Times' Jennifer Medina. Now, listen, that's what I was saying. I didn't scroll down and get the whole article here than the last time. And now we're talking about this Mike Garcia. Absolutely stand-up guy, and absolutely we want him to win. There's no doubt we need this guy in Congress. He's fantastic. Okay, so he's got my endorsement. The problem is that how is the system being scammed against him, right? It says, meanwhile, Trump himself put up a historic numbers in the Nebraska presidential primary. With less than half the vote in, Trump has already doubled his 2016 total in the state, leading GOP chairwoman Ronna McDaniel to tout what she is calling a surge in enthusiasm for the president's reelection. I agree. And that surge is out here in California, too, especially amongst new Californians. Hello. Because there is no California Republican Party, right? It's gone. Big news, Tom Tiffany in the great state of Wisconsin has just become Congressman Tom Tiffany. Okay, that's fantastic. In Wisconsin, Republican Tom Tiffany, blah, blah, blah. Tiffany's win over Democratic Tricia Zunker in northern Wisconsin's 7th District comes in the state's second election amid the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, now this I think is important to understand. This is good. This is all good, right? But now we got this problem. What is ballot harvesting? They asked us in a link. Okay, so we understand what's going on. What is ballot harvesting? This is published in April 14th. Okay? And this is, let's see how accurate they are, because this is a big deal. Just in the middle of the story, they go, oop, click here, ballot harvesting. Exactly what I'm talking about. They must have been psychic. Ballot harvesting are the practice of allowing political operatives and others to collect voter ballots and turn them in mass to polling stations has drawn bipartisan concerns of fraud from election watchers. Do you think? This is what Donald Trump wrote. This is back in April 4th. Get rid of ballot harvesting. It is rampant with fraud. The USA must have voter ID, the only way to get an honest count. And some prominent examples of ballot harvesting have already been impacted national politics. In 2016, California Governor Jerry Brown signed into law AB 1921, which legalized ballot harvesting. Previously, only a family member or someone living in the same household was permitted to drop off the ballots, including political operatives, to collect and return them for their voter. The move apparently led to results. Yeah, did you think? In 2018, despite holding substantial leads, here's my point, and leads, listen to this. On election day, many Republican candidates in California saw their advantages shrink and then disappear as late arriving Democratic votes were counted in the weeks following the election. That has not stopped. This is my point about Garcia. What makes him think he's a winner? Right now he's got a commanding lead at 44.9% or something like that. And versus, 30-some percent for the other. I mean, this is outrageous. It's continuing. It's not stopping. Where have we stopped any of this? That's my point. We've had 2 years to stop it. We've been yelling and screaming. We saw ballot harvesting happening in 2016. Bernie Sanders gets slammed out here in California, loses by 3 million votes. Are you kidding me? He was absolutely kicking it out here, but we all knew the vote, and even he knows it. He knows it. Hillary stole the election. Shocking, because why? Ballot harvesting and all the other legal activities in California. And then Trump loses by 5 million to Hillary? Are you kidding me? There's no way. But, you know, that's the way the votes tabulate. Oh, shocking, in 2016. We've seen this, but nothing has changed since then. That's because we live in a dictatorship. Hello? That law has not been repealed. It has not been challenged successfully. It hasn't been challenged in court, period. Where are these people that are doing all these lawsuits to save face with the California Republican Party, but they haven't taken this ballot harvesting thing on? Oh, that's because it's too big. Right, we'll just chip away and do all these other things, but in the meantime, we'll have ballot harvesting. Are you guys kidding me? How disingenuous is that? If you really want to pay attention, you can come along, you know, election integrity, and really do some challenging here in this ballot harvesting business. But, you know, I guess we're not up for that. I guess the legal skills aren't there to do those kind of things. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm not being very cryptic, I don't think. I think I'm just telling it like it is here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, judge delays DOJ request to dismiss Flynn's case to allow outside parties to weigh in with amicus briefs. This is from the Epoch Times. It says here, judge delays request. Federal judge on Tuesday said he would not immediately approve the Department of Justice motion to drop charges against former Trump administration National Security Advisor Lieutenant Michael Flynn and would instead consider letting outside parties weigh in on their case with their options. And I'm getting some hot news here. It says, had some hot issues this morning. Not sure where you're at in discussion, but just to give positive spin, but two in-person voting centers opened in Democratic East blah blah areas were actually with eye shot of two large aerospace companies. Both Lockheed and Northrop Grumman were just 5 minutes away. That part of the, well, I'm sorry, I'm reading something here. Also, campaign had several servers, both, but we're still okay. Anyway, so we got some things going on. Anyway, this is where I'm going to switch gears. We're going back east again to Washington, D.C. Judge Emmett Sullivan said in a written order late Tuesday that instead of dismissing the Flynn prosecution right away, given the current posture of this case, he anticipated that interested outside parties will seek leave of the court to file briefs expressing their opinions, referred to as amicus curiae, a friend of the court brief. Sullivan, a Clinton appointee, said he expects a scheduling order governing the submission of the briefs. Flynn's legal team criticized Sullivan's move to consider the amicus filings. In a motion late Tuesday, Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor who took over representation of Flynn in June 2019, pointed out this court has consistently, on 24 previous occasions, summarily refused to permit any third party to inject themselves or their views into this case. The proposed amicus brief has no place in this court, Powell said. And other attorneys for Flynn wrote, objecting to an amicus brief, that a group identifying itself as Watergate prosecutors had said on May 11th that it intended to submit an amicus curiae brief. No rule allows the filing, and the self-proclaimed collection of Watergate prosecutors has no cognizable special interest. Flynn's attorney said in the six-page motion, separation of power forecloses their appearance here. Only the Department of Justice and the defense can be heard. A criminal case is a dispute between the United States and a criminal defendant. There is no place for third parties to meddle in the dispute, and certainly not to usurp, listen to this, the role of the government's counsel. The attorneys also wrote, for the court to allow another to stand in the place of the government would be a violation of separation of powers. Do you get what's going on there? A Clinton appointee, Sullivan, of course, got it all wrapped up, and he's been the one. Obviously, he's guarding the keys here for to make sure that Flynn goes to jail. See how corrupt the system is? Says in an interview Tuesday evening with Fox News, Justice Department spokesperson Carrie Kupek said the department's position was clear in the motion to dismiss the case. We do not believe this case should have been brought. We are correcting that, and we certainly hope that in the interest of true justice that the judge ultimately agrees and drops the case against General Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017, one count of lying to the FBI. Of course, he's being enormously coerced at the time, right? Oh, that's really fair. The DOJ filed a motion to dismiss the case against him on May 7th, and the department said that when the FBI interviewed Flynn on January 24th, the investigation into him was no longer justifiably predicated and seems to have been undertaken only to elicit those very false statements and thereby criminalize Mr. Flynn. The motion was accompanied by more than a dozen documents substantiating the decision. Okay. Yeah. There you go. You know, this real justice in America, Obama style. You just really wonder about all this stuff, huh? It all comes at you all the time. And of course, let's check out the overview of the world for the coronavirus, right? Confirmed cases 4,300,000. There's a 7.7 billion population. 1,000,000,000 is a billion. Once you remember that, and now we have 4 million people who have it worldwide confirmed. There's been 294,000 deaths. This is their numbers. I would argue any of these numbers, especially about death rates, especially in the United States, because we know the corruption. Everybody's saying everybody's dead. Oh, it must be because everybody who dies of, you know, coronavirus nowadays, because it's in the air. And then they want this tracking business. Tracking. You know, this tracking and tracing, it all started with syphilis and gonorrhea, diseases like that, really. And that's what, and these are bacterial diseases that can very easily be identified. But now you're trying to do some very, very subjective testing on people for a virus. You know, I mean, but guys, we live in a sea of viruses constantly, all day long. And coronaviruses are part of that miasma out there. And I'll use that word. It's an anti-scientific word to some people, of course. I like this. Republican senators say Democrats' $3 trillion virus package dead on arrival. Speaking of miasma, right? Now, this is from the Epoch Times. Another thing, Los Angeles residents to remain under safer at-home order for 3 more months. Shocking, shocking. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we got. So the $3 trillion thing, this is the tail end of what we're talking about in the last hour with Nancy Pelosi. Says that Republican senators quickly rejected the $3 trillion package. See, this is the bailout for California. I'm telling you, and New California is pressing the issue here. It's got so much unrelated to the coronavirus. It's dead on arrival here in terms of a viable idea, says Lindsey Graham, told reporters on the Capitol Hill. Republican control of the Senate, making their support necessary for legislation to get passed. The package from the caucus of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not something designed to deal with reality, but designed to deal with aspirations, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said. This is not a time for aspirational legislation. This is a time for a practical response to the pandemic. Ah, Nancy Pelosi, yeah. What a winner she is. Well, ostensibly a bill designed to further relief from economic struggles linked to the COVID-19 pandemic, the House package was described by critics as including a number of measures with little connection to the health crisis. It includes $25 billion for the U.S. Postal Service, the rollback on the cap on state and local taxes, and a requirement for banking regulators to issue an annual diversity and inclusion report. Well, that's a biggie. The package was described by John Thune, the number two Republican in the Senate, as a laundry list of agenda items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. It's clearly an effort to try to create talking points for the 2020 election. Pelosi, though, said in a statement delivered from Washington that it is imperative we address the needs of the American people. The HEROES Act focuses on 3 pillars, she said. The opening of the economy safely, blah, 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 blah. Right, right. This is really a package designed to help California. That's a fact. So you Americans out there, all across the fruited plains, as you listen to our radio show right now, you guys, you want to foot the bill for California's deceit and theft of money and treasure, all going to the communist Chinese, more money to the communist Chinese? That's really what Nancy Pelosi is proposing here. The cartels and communist Chinese need more money. Well, that's because, well, China's got major issues. We'll be right back. Hello,
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so we've got reports now from New Californians in the L.A. rural area. These are individuals that are board members and so on, that have been watching. We've asked our New Californians to deploy in various places throughout California as observers, and most of them will have been already trained. A lot of them have been trained. We're going to have some more training for them. They're going to be actually. We can't be political. We can't say yes, no, maybe so, and all this other good stuff. But what we can ask for is fairness, and that's kind of the key thing. We are asking for fairness in elections. How about that? Shocking. We want to get back to a Republican form of government, which we do not have right now in California. It's a dictatorship. You do not have a Republican form of government in California, period, end of subject. And that's a guarantee in the Guarantee Clause, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, that the federal government, Donald J. Trump, is by law commanded to provide a Republican form of government in the United States, to all states. That's the first element. The second element is to keep us free from invasion, and the third one, to keep us free from domestic violence. That is his charge as President of the United States. And he's not fulfilling that here in California right now. That's my opinion. In fact, we've written 95 grievances to that fact. I'm sorry, 98 now. With the third one yesterday. By the way, have I read it? I think in the next segment I'm going to read it. Just so you have an idea where we're going with this whole thing.
Anyway, just to give you... Okay, but anyway, this is the latest we have from the field just moments later. Have had some hot issues this morning. This is a quote from our representative down there in Lancaster, Palmdale area. Have had some hot issues this morning, so not sure where we're at in the discussion, but I'm putting it out there right now so you can hear me. But just to give a positive spin, but two in-person voting centers opened in Democratic east side of Lancaster areas were actually within eyeshot of two large aerospace companies, both Lockheed and Northrop Grumman, were just 5 minutes away. That part at least may have backfired on the Dems. Also, this campaign had observers at both. Okay, we did not know that. And Donald J. Trump. But still worried about the count 2 weeks later. That's his caveat. That's our observer out there in Palmdale, Lancaster. Many, many thanks to our observer with the M word. with the M word. Anyway, so we got that one taken care of. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me the way this whole thing is going to play out. And we want it to play out in a positive way for everybody. But, you know, this is the thing. When the Dems change the whole landscape because they have to steal an election, that's their job. Then we got problems, right? When it's baked into your thinking about how do you steal an election, that's when our country cannot afford to be like that. That's the other thing. Our country cannot afford to be like that when right now it's being like that. So anyway, we're gonna get that one all finely tuned. I'm gonna go back here to more from, well, I want to go to the other part of this. I am sorry, but not sorry. We're switching gears now because we're trying to check up on so many things because, you know, we got this big rally going on down there at Tesla in Fremont, California. You're welcome to join if you're down in that area. Also, you can go down to Newport Beach Tesla, a dealership today at noon, and also in Rockland at noon. You can go down there and support what is going on with all the things trying to get people back to work out here in California, because you know you got the great dictator Gavin Newsom, right? Yeah. Surfs up as Los Angeles County beaches reopen for recreation. Shocking! Wow. This is every town. Gun sales surge results in more children shooting people. Okay, this is a little interesting article, a Second Amendment issue. But this is one that's a really got everybody going. I know this is a big one. It says here that Gretchen Whitmer targets 77-year-old barber's livelihood, strips operating license without a hearing. Now, see, this is what's going on. We're hearing more and more that Gavin Newsom has reached out and touched everybody in the counties that have defied him, such as Sutter County and Yuba County and Modoc County, and he's taken away all kinds of business licenses and things like that without any kind of due process. Now, this is interesting because, you know, Governor Whitmer got a little bit of a taste of what's going on. It says here, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is waging an increasingly high-profile battle against an elderly barber, and he appears to be winning in both the courts of law and public opinion. Carl Mankey, a 77-year-old from... it's one of these Indian names. I don't want to offend my Indian friends. I mean, American Indian friends. Owosso, I think I got it, reopened his shop after he was turned down for unemployment. I love this. So he's kicked out of his... He has a shop, and they close him down, and he goes to unemployment, and they turn him down. Okay, this puts him in a very unique position, as you can imagine, but it gets better. Listen to this. Amid the legal threats from Whitmer's administration, he recently responded, "What are they going to give me? Life? I've got one foot in the grave and the other on the banana peel. I could care less. As long as I have two hands and I'm capable of cutting hair, that's my occupation," Mankey said. "That's what I do. That's what I'm going to continue to do." Mankey addressed supporters outside of his shop on Monday. Let's listen in. Let's see what we got here.
Well, my name is Carl Mackey. I'm a barber, small town barber in Owosso. 1 week ago today, I made a decision that I was going to open my barbershop. Now, for all of you that, you know, that in a sense that you think I didn't have any fear, and I did. I had fear about this. I thought about it. There's an old serenity prayer. That serenity prayer says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I took the courage part of that. I worked with that, and I decided, after the legislation had made up, they had made their decision. You know, I had gone 6 weeks without a paycheck, with no money coming in. I've been in this business 59 years. I'm entering my 60th now. I'm 77. I've always worked. I've never looked for handouts. I don't even know what they are. I have somebody call me and say, well, why didn't you get on food stamps? I don't want food stamps. I want to work.
Yeah.
Yep. I want to work.
Yeah.
The whole emphasis of this thing is for me. My doctor said we can always have another 28 days to knock me to my knees. I couldn't take another 20. I had to get back to work. And I feel that, you know, that as an American citizen, as an adult, I've gone through 14 different administrations, and I've never seen anything like this at all. No, I've never seen this type of an oppression by a government, ever. Not even in the 60s. So this was the first time I'd ever encountered it.
Anyway, we got to cut for a break here. He goes back to work and opens up his barbershop, and guess who shows up to support him? The militia. And he's working today. Sorry, Gretchen. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this Carl Mahnke, the barber in Michigan, with the supporters around him. The militia shows up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is waging an increasingly high-profile battle against an elderly barber. Okay, we talked about this. Amid legal threats from Whitmer's administration, he recently responded, "What are you going to do?" I love this comment. Life, I've got one foot in the grave and the other one on the banana peel. I could care less. As long as I have two hands and I'm capable, that's my occupation, Mahnke said. That's what I do. That's what I'm going to continue to do. He addressed supporters. We talked about that a little bit. And then says, I'd gone 6 weeks without a paycheck. Says, I've never looked for a handout. I came into this last Monday alone, thinking I'm going to swing in the wind alone. He said, I cannot believe the support that I've gotten. It's overwhelming, he added, getting choked up. Another day, Mahnke made it clear he was going to defy Whitmer's orders. He told radio host Steve Gruber, he will only leave his shop if they drag me out of the street or Jesus comes. You know, right. So this is what Whitmer does. She says, when asked specifically about Mahnke defying her edicts, Whitmer responded, I expect people to follow the law. The executive orders are not suggestive. They're not optional. They're not helpful hints. Despite failing to obtain a restraining order against the barber on Monday, Whitmer's administration is continuing to pursue him in court. Says the Attorney General's court action filed on behalf of the health department seeks to enforce the health director's public order that deemed Mr. Mahnke's business an imminent danger to public health. Right. So what did they do? They stripped him of his license. Says Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs has suspended Carl's license. Attorney David Kaufman told the show host, not thinking about it, they've actually done it without a hearing. Without any due process, he added, saying the action took place sometime after 5 p.m. when they're closed. Now, listen, those of you in Modoc, Sutter, and Yuba counties, does this sound familiar? This is exactly the same tactic that they did in California out here to these. So, in other words, they've got a plan and design. They're working with all across the nation. That's called a clue. If it's happening in Michigan, it's probably happening in Georgia. If it's happening in Georgia, it's in North Dakota. If it's in North Dakota, it's in Texas. If it's in Texas, it's in New Orleans, Louisiana, right? You get the drift. This is a pandemic of bureaucratic communism. This is how it works. It's an unbelievable abuse of powers, Coleman said, arguing that there's no legal basis for the action. This is pure retribution by the governor's office and by the AG. This is so petty, so vindictive, it's beyond the pale. This is exactly what's happening in other states, especially out here in California. It's vindictive and pale. It's small. But this is what they do to control you. Every little tiny thing they can influence your life on, this is what they do. This is the way they take away your rights. This is how it's done. And by the way, all you pastors out there, you get your butts in gear and open up your churches. Hello. According to Common, the AG claimed one of the reasons for the license suspension was because Mahnke was violating the temporary restraining order, which was never granted. Hello. See, they're just doing it anyway. Get it?
They're breaking the law right in front of your faces, and we just take it. Well, apparently the militia in Michigan isn't taking it anymore. They don't say that in the article here because they don't want to give you too much detail in Breitbart about this. Just thought I'd, you know, share that with you. Donald Trump to visit Pennsylvania during rebellion against Governor Tom Wolf's coronavirus. Shocking. Eric Garcetti tries to quell panic after official declares 3 more months of lockdown. Oh, this ought to really be good. 3 more months of this is another Achtung Heil Hitler mentality here with Eric Garcetti. A Hitlerian himself. Appearing on Tuesday, CNN's The Lead, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said Los Angeles County's likely decision to extend its stay-at-home order by 3 months does not mean everything will undoubtedly remain closed within such period of time. Oh, really? What in the hell does it mean, ding-dong? What the hell does it mean? This is what The Lead says. It says, we're going to have for our young people not just testing once and you're good to go to school, but at least weekly. Here we go. This is the controlling factor. They're going to test you weekly. That's what he says. Let's see. This is CNN now. They got this whole thing up here.
On that alarming prediction from Los Angeles County, the public health director there saying today, quote, with all certainty, Los Angeles County will keep its stay-at-home orders through July. Joining me on the phone is Eric Garcetti. He's the mayor of the city of Los Angeles. Mayor Garcetti, thanks for joining us. What was so alarming in L.A. County for the health director to make this kind of warning? Explain to us what the situation is there.
Well, I want to reassure people because I think there was a lot of panic suddenly when the headline said we're all going to stay exactly as we are for 3 more months when that's not the case. I think quite simply she's saying that we're not going to fully reopen Los Angeles and probably anywhere in America without any protections or any health orders in the next 3 months. I think we know that it's going to be even longer.
Okay, this is how they do it. They come out, oh, this is what we said, but that's not what really what we said. But this is what we're really going to do. That's what they're doing here. He's lying to you. Of course he is. Because they want to make sure that Donald Trump does not win the election. In Los Angeles, the most populous county, I believe, in the United States. A lot of votes here. And, of course, how's that working out in Lancaster? Ballot harvesting. That's what this is. So another Hitlerian out pontificating. Heil Hitler, Mr. Garcetti. Not really. Not really. We'll be back. New California is going to haunt you, Mr. Garcetti.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to close out this hour. And of course, I want to remind everybody we're going to be at Fremont, California today. And we're going to be talking, protesting and supporting, I guess you would say, we're showing support for Elon Musk and Tesla getting back to work. We think that this is a seminal moment in the decision making of the state government in which they've caved. They've clearly caved, and in fact, with the help of the health department and the facilitation of the police, they're going to allow Elon Musk and his people to go back to work, but it's going to be monitored, of course, by the police. Right. And of course, what's happened is that the word is out about New California coming down and protesting at various sites in the state of California. We've got three locations in which protesting is going to be, and protesting in support, we're not, you know, protesting the government, but in support of Elon Musk and all the employees of Tesla and anybody who works with their hands and wants to get back to work, right? In defiance of these totalitarian edicts that come out of people's mouths like Gavin Newsom, the total socialist, Nazi-esque communist. That's what we have. And it's dissolving around him, especially when somebody like an Elon Musk steps up and says, wait a minute, no, and then gets the endorsement of the president. So the president has now stepped in and weighed in on this, of course. So all of a sudden, they said, wait a minute, we don't want all this thing going on. We don't want the new Californians coming out. Oh, no, we can't have any visibility there. Guess what? Too bad, so sad, we're here. Just thought I'd lay that on you. But, you know, it's kind of interesting the way people are reacting now to all this stuff. They're pushing back, and they're pushing back hard. And I suspect Los Angeles is going to be a flashpoint if they continue to be such dictators, if you will. And Eric Garcetti is going to have to learn a few things. That's right. And again, he's brought it upon himself for being such a dictator in the mold of Adolf Hitler. Right, Mr. Garcetti? Or is it Mussolini? I don't know, but I know one thing. Americans, Angelinos, everybody in the United States wants their freedom back, and they're going to get it back. And they're going to get it back in ways that the totalitarians from these state governments and these oppressive totalitarians at the local level do not like. It's all coming down. Those chickens coming home to roost. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, State of the Future. Catch up on all the different things going on there. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.